702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
The only talk that I'm walking right now is the food talk with our resident food enthusiast, chef, writer, anthropologist, Anna Trepido, bringing us the yummy stuff on this overcast morning. Hi, Anna.
Hello, hello. Yes, no, only tasty talk today.
Only tasty talk, darling. So we're looking at cuisine at the Kruger Park. And tell me about that. I want to swap notes with you because I was recently there and I had a fantastic experience. But how you're premising this based on the fact that we don't usually think of this place as a food destination.
Look, I think that, you know, if you are going sort of uber expensive, uber elite, lodge territory, there's some fantastic food in that kind of greater Kruger context.
Sure.
So if you are, you know, a millionaire elderly American, you can eat very well in the park. That,
of which I'm neither.
You know, the reality is, for a lot of South Africans, you know, this is our iconic South African holiday destination, and the food is often quite far from iconic. So it just seems really strange to me that, you know, you can assume that people who have gone through the gates at Kruger, you know, they're at least a little bit interested in environmentally sustainable stuff, in healthy stuff, in game-focused stuff, in some kind of encounter with being in Africa, and yet what you get is none of that. That food is greasy beef burgers, sweaty microwave pies in the gift shop, you know, that the picnic spots are, you know, they range, some of them are a bit better than others. At Shukwane, for instance, I had a very decent jaffle and a lovely ginger beer, but, you know, given that this is our iconic holiday location that's not reflected in the food, you can't tell the story of the Kruger Park in what you eat. You're not going to get a sense of your terroir. You're going to at best get a decent jaffle.
That is such an important perspective and a thought, right? That we're not following through in the whole experience in food and just the culinary options.
Well, I think that a national park, you know, whether that's Yosemite in America or, you know, it really ought to be, the chefs and the food ought to be part of helping to tell the story of where you are and who you are and, you know, what this space means. And at the moment, you're not really getting that. So that's the bad news. That's the depressing news. But the good news is that actually I was in the Kruger Park last week.
Sure.
And there's some fabulous new stuff happening. And, you know, quite close to Skukuza, there is a culinary complex that is called 3638. And I say it's a complex because it's not just one thing. It's not an eatery. There is a little bistro. There's a deli section. There's a grab and go kind of pick up a nice cup of coffee and an ice cream. And there is, from the 1st of December, there is going to be a posh restaurant within a new hotel. So it's a whole range of options. And, you know, what they've done is, it's based inside what was once the Solati station at Skukuza. So it's what, that station is what used to bring in visitors in the 1920s. So between the 1920s and the mid-1970s, you could actually catch a train into the Kruger Park. And, you know, what they've done is they've restored this station. And it's a really skillful restoration because they've kept the original features of the station, that the bistro section, for instance, is actually on the platform.
Yes,
and the
last
train that ever left Skukuza is actually, they brought it back So you sit sort of opposite the train, and the plan is that they're going to do evening meals inside the train eventually.
But and it looks gorgeous, Anna. It looks absolutely beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
It does, and it's got a nice sort of retro feel that you get the sense of, you know, before there was mass air travel, going on a train was terribly exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting off the train on the platform was this sort of beginning of an epic adventure. And they somehow, the interior architects and the restorers, they've really captured that sense. You feel like you're on an exciting mission when you sit down for your lunch in the bistro. And, you know, they've used things like, for instance, what is now the deli, where you can pick up, you know, if you wanted to have, I don't know, a really nice wrap while you were kind of thinking about animals and driving around. And if you know, they've got really nice sort of grab and go things in what was the waiting room, and really beautiful craft, you know, it's very nicely done. And then what was the ticket office is now where you get ice creams and a good espresso to kind of perk you up while you're looking at zebras. I loved the bistro that I had an Impala and Warthog puff pastry pie that I really thought was, okay, I know that I'm in the Kruger Park, you know, that this is not, this is a really kind of good reflection of where I am. But at the same time, you know, I was with a very tender-hearted friend who once she's looked at an animal, doesn't want to eat it. So, you know, she was more than happy with her kind of goat cheese salad and this lovely sort of hipster things with edamame and ancient grains and jolly good bistro. You know, you would like it anywhere.
Yeah.
My kid had a very nice pizza with bits of warthog sausage on it. And, you know, it feels like it's locally sourced stuff. It's sustainable stuff. You've got a sense of where you are.
I thought,
finally, and it's got an amazing wine list. You could have a very serious celebration. You know, you could be doing, you know, down on one knee champagnes there, or, you know, it's just, it's a 32-page wine list. There is something for everyone.
Sure.
You can be quite simple or very posh. And I thought that the 3638 bistro was a jolly good addition to the Kruger experience.
And can I add to that as well, Anna, by saying that the service as well, the staff were incredibly just attentive and just professional. Absolutely loved that experience, my experience there.
I loved it. I thought it was great that the hotel wasn't yet open.
Sure.
So, you know, I haven't stayed in the hotel. I haven't tried. They showed me where it's going to be, this new fine dining restaurant. It is opening on the 1st of December. And, you know, this hotel, the Sabi River, there's a railway bridge over the Sabi River. They have parked the rest of that vintage train over the river, and you stay, the hotel rooms are in what were the carriages.
Amazing.
And so it's got this epic view, and, you know, a really, as I say, this sort of posh nosh experience. And, you know, the astonishing thing is, you know, because of Corona and lockdown, the park is really not that full, and prices, even in the posh stuff, are relatively reasonable. So the hotel, they say, I checked this morning, they say they've got space from the 20th December on. So if somebody wants to have a special treat,
lovely,
they've got specials going for December. So that for 5,750 Rand per person, you can have an all-inclusive experience. That for 3,950 Rand per person, there's a bed and breakfast experience. And, you know, for a proper hotel experience in the Kruger Park, those are very reasonable rates.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly, if it were me, you know, I would struggle to drag myself away from the station platform, you know, that I'd be very resentful at having to go off on a drive and look at animals. I'd be sitting there with my cheese platter and my very good Wi-Fi, which is also unusual in the Kruger Park, having a ball at 3638. I might never leave.
All right, before we say goodbye, Anna, who is the chef? Who is this person behind this amazing experience?
Okay, so the chef is Andrew Atkinson, who people might know from MasterChef. But, you know, he's a really long-standing, proper chefy chef, you know. Yeah. So he's done, you know, his menu is really, he's thought it through really carefully. There is something for everyone. And he understands that potentially in the long run, his clientele is people from the whole world. And he needs to tell the story of this park. Mm-hmm. And he has really, I think this is the menu that's got the closest to doing that that I've ever come across. And, you know, I've been in some of the kind of fancy lodges. So I've seen what, you know, the super poncy people are doing. And I think he's doing better than anybody else has so far.
All right. Well, there you have it. Sorry, kids. Andrew Atkinson, in Anna's view, takes the prize. So you've been outbid and outworked there. It sounds like you had a fantastic experience.
I loved it.
Definitely back you up as far as the restaurant, and that entire experience was just made amazing. By the fact that I found at the place where I was staying, that was the Skukuza Lodge, Anna, I have not enjoyed croissants like that in years and years and years. I went back for thirds and fourths, just croissants for 2 days. That was my breakfast, croissants and coffee. I was really surprised to experience that in National Park.
No, absolutely. I think it's a fantastic place. If people are interested in giving themselves a December treat, that you phone 013-591-6000, or you send them an email at info@krugerstation.com, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can just look on krugershalati.com if you want to see this sort of epic kind of hotel on the train over the bridge thing. But I think it could be heaven. Christmas on the train.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now that you've got us all tempted, and Anna, we'll chat next week. Really appreciate this lovely conversation. Stay safe until then.
Thank you.